So I moved to Baltimore about 7 years ago, and I was a teacher here in the city at Canton Middle School. So I had a lot of firsts when I was a teacher there, and so I'm going to tell you two of them. And I did sort of write on my piece of paper to clear these words that I'm about to say to you by these two to make sure that that was okay. So my first period of class, I'm at Canton Middle School. I'm teaching 7th grade language arts. And a student, whose name I will not mention, walked into the room and picked up a chair, throws it across the room, and I was like, do what? So I said, excuse me, can I help you with something? And she said to me, no lie, she goes, fuck off, Ms. Brock. And I was like, so I was like, you know, I just had this whole philosophy though, I'm going to be super nice to my students. Of course, this had nothing to do with me. I mean, of course, she was a twin. I have the actual story of this. She was a twin. She had found out just that morning, of course, that she had not passed on to the next grade, but her twin had. It sucked. I mean, total sucked. I may have done the same thing. Not really. Oh, just kidding. And then, so I'm going to come back to that in a second, but my second first was I had this student who, this is also during my first year of teaching, who no teacher liked this student, and it made sense. He was so horrible. He was so awful, but again, he had a lot of things going on. So most teachers would send this student down to my room during their period when they had him, because he actually did pretty, he did pretty decent in my room, so I was fine to have him. So there was one time when he was not so decent in my room, and he was sitting there when he should have been in social studies, and so I said, hey, student, if you could just get on page 95 like the rest of us, if you could do that, that would be awesome. And he goes, Miss Brock, I'm going to put my balls in your mouth and make you eat them. Super gross. So I said, student, you're gonna put your balls in my mouth and make me eat. And all the students are like, oh, Miss Brock said balls. Oh, no. So I just sent him out of the classroom for a second to get himself together. But I do want to come back around to first student. The beauty of the story really is on the last day of school, my first year of teaching, the art teacher at Kent Middle School, who was amazing, had their students paint furniture, and she painted a chair and gave it to me.